Get off my grid. One of the knocks against data centers is the increase in utility bills and pollution caused by data center energy consumption. The issue of who should pay utility rate increases caused by data center consumption is so clear that it wouldn't warrant discussion if everyday Americans weren't being saddled with the bill. Welcome to Bring Back the Bustle, a podcast about revitalizing rural America. I'm Siobhan Jones, your host. I'm also a lawyer. When the court system has to make a policy decision about who should pay a bill, any bill, judges usually place the burden on the party best able to pay. As between tech companies and ordinary American families, the party in the best position to shoulder these costs is the tech company or the data center operator, hands down. But that isn't what's happening. The issue isn't before a court, not yet anyway. For now, the question is still being left to private companies and state utility regulators, although some in the federal government are beginning to discuss nationalizing utility rates. As for the pollution caused by fossil fuel energy generation, how the government views that issue changes based upon who's in office. Democrats tend to favor clean, renewable energy, while Republicans can be skeptical of climate change and dismissive of environmental justice concerns. Although I don't hear any of them asking for power plants to be built near their personal residences. So this is episode 10. I've already told you that we at the Rural Fund like data centers. Our entire business model is built around investing in towns where data centers are located because we think that data centers are a great way for rural America to replace the industries that left rural America decades ago. But that doesn't mean that the energy needed to operate those data centers should be paid for by the poorest communities in our country, not in terms of higher utility bills or higher pollution levels. Not if we can help it, and we can. In this episode, we'll discuss energy policy. We'll talk about the role of utility regulators, the reasons that the regulators are giving us for allowing cost of data center energy to be shifted to ordinary Americans. We'll talk about who has the power to change this fact that ordinary Americans are paying for this power. Then we'll do a second episode next week covering clean energy alternatives, how you can invest in them through the Rural Fund, and the role that these clean energy sources can play in improving health outcomes, if not in reducing rates. Because unfortunately, clean energy isn't cheaper in the short term when you're paying your utility bill, but it's cheaper in the long run due to lower health costs. So we're going to discuss that in our second episode next week. Today, we're talking about the politics of energy. And next week, we'll talk about how to get a piece of the extra money that's being paid to generate power for data centers. Okay, with that roadmap? Well, before I jump into a discussion of energy policy, let me clear up a myth. I hear people on Main Street say, and my mother was one of them, they say that there's a data center being built close to my mother's house. And people were saying that the data center is building their own grid, so it's not going to cost us anything. Here's the truth. North America has two major grids and three minor grids for the entire continent. One of the minor grids is the Texas grid. You probably remember hearing something about it failing during a cold winter in 2021. The truth is, the Texas grid fails regularly, summer and winter, during extreme weather conditions, when it's needed the most. Outside of Texas, the remaining American population is on the main grids, which we share with Canada and Mexico. As a continent, we've paid about as much attention to energy infrastructure as we've paid to transportation infrastructure and other infrastructure. And that amount of attention is very little. The examples of bridges collapsing and of undrinkable water flowing through lead pipes are evidence of our neglect of infrastructure. When it comes to infrastructure, industry, and the environment, We don't get out in front of the problem. That's the case no matter who's in power. Republicans give the money back to the taxpayers in the form of lower taxes, and Democrats pursue other priorities such as health care. I'm not saying that those priorities of either party are wrong. I'm just pointing out a fact. With the exception of the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed during the Biden administration, we tend not to address infrastructure until it becomes a health, safety, and/or public relations crisis. That's the case with the different grids that are cobbled together to form our continental power grid. The power grid is largely the same as when the father of electricity, that's Thomas Edison, of course, and other energy pioneers like Tesla, designed it over 100 years ago. I know all of this because I had some scientists and historians at the Edison Museum explain it to me. So here's the myth I need to clear up. If you hear that a data center is building its own plant, that does not mean the data center won't be on the same grid. The new power plant will be on the same grid. Here's what it also doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that the special plant being built for the data center won't cost you anything. It will. Even though your house won't get to use that plant, you still have to pay for energy to be transmitted from the grid to the plant that you can't use. Your bill will increase when new capacity is added. In other words, when new plants are built, that's new capacity. That's because transmission infrastructure is different than the plant where the energy is generated. So transmission infrastructure is different than power generation infrastructure, two different types of infrastructure. So the data center is paying for power generation infrastructure, the new plant, the new capacity, and the utility company is making you and me pay for the transmission of the energy from the plant to the data center, rather than making the data center pay for the energy that it's ordering and using. Why is that? I mean, if I want more steak, cattle ranchers aren't going to spread the cost of raising cattle across all beef eaters. I have to pay for what I consume. Well, the energy companies argue that the cost of energy transmission should be borne by all customers, in part because natural disasters cause some power failures. Individual communities and individual families can't afford to cover the cost of restoring energy in those cases after a disaster. And that's a valid point. Think of Pacific Palisades. They can't afford to pay for all the damage caused to the utility system there by the wildfires last January. Those power lines were probably burned, and probably other infrastructure was burned as well. And think of Asheville, North Carolina. They can't afford to pay for the damage caused by the floods to their power transmission system last year. And Florida, where I live, we get pummeled by a hurricane at least once every 24 months. We lose power for days on end, and I'm sure there is utility infrastructure damage as well. So I get the natural disasters argument. I understand that. But the data center industry is operated for profit. They are voluntarily consuming more energy products for their own enrichment, the same way I'd like to voluntarily consume more steak for my own satisfaction. Therefore, they should pay for any transmission upgrades that their data centers require. Think about it. In many cases, we're sending larger utility bills to people who often are already on some form of public assistance, even though they work or used to work before they reached retirement age. They are not in a position to bear the cost of the enhanced energy demand of data centers. And we certainly can't cut off their air conditioning and allow them to freeze to death or suffer heat stroke so data center owners can turn a healthier profit. From an energy policy standpoint, we have to get to where I said the courts would get if this issue were before them. We have to place the cost on the party best able to bear it. So why aren't the regulators stopping us from being billed for enhanced transmission costs caused by data centers? Let me provide a little background on utility companies. They are private, for-profit, regulated companies that provide a necessity. They are regulated by state public utility commissions, your PUCs. Your state PUC may be independent or it may be part of the governor's administration. For example, in Georgia's elections earlier this month, November 2025, two Democrats won PUC seats that had been held by Republicans. That can't happen in Florida because Florida's PUC commissioners are appointed by the governor, and Florida has not elected a Democratic governor since the 1990s. So a state's energy policy can be determined by its governor. Voters elect the governor based on dozens of issues, not just energy policy. On the other hand, energy policy can be determined by a board of commissioners who have to stand for election and are thus directly accountable to the people. Whichever process applies to your state, each PUC has specific regulatory authority. That authority usually involves setting rate caps, issuing permits to build plants and whatnot, and they decide whether to approve or deny energy purchase agreements between a utility company and the government. So the government can buy the utilities from the utility company and then resell them, for example. The PUC does not control other aspects of a private utility's business. The PUC doesn't control agreements between the utility company and a data center. Now, think about how other private companies work. The utility company is a private company. It's operated for profit. It has a monopoly over electricity, and the PUC prevents it from exercising that monopoly power to demand the highest possible prices. But it doesn't get into the mix when it comes to the data center. So think of how your business works. Your goal is to get the largest contracts you can get, and you'll make certain concessions to your biggest customers, right? And that seems to be what's happening with utility companies and data centers. They're making deals with data centers to pass the cost of transmission onto you and me. And the PUCs either don't know how to or don't want to stop them. Think about which issues you consider when you're voting. How high on your list is energy policy? And if you're in a state where your PUC gets elected, do you even go that far down your ballot? If you do, do you research their positions before you choose, or do you just choose based on party affiliation? The federal government, that means the United States Department of Energy, it's not involved in rate setting. That's done on a state-by-state basis, even though the grid is predominantly national and continental, right? Some Democrats are floating the idea of having national rates, national energy rates. Dems want to preempt or overrule the decisions of state PUCs and force them to place the cost of new energy generation or transmission on data centers, which are able to bear the cost much more than individual families can. But since the Dems are not in power in Washington, that's not an immediate fix. That's just an idea. Their idea, notably, is the same as what I said courts would do. But if we're expecting the political branches to implement the idea, it often takes more than winning elections. It also takes having the fortitude to do something once you have one. Now, I'm not an activist. I'm just an explainer. I'm explaining how the system works, and you can do with that information whatever you choose. Let's talk about energy alternatives. There are different ways to generate energy. Fossil fuels such as gas and coal are one. There's also wind, water, nuclear. All of these are power generators. The power they generate can be transmitted to your home or business to create electricity. But two points I want to make. First, PUCs regulate all energy, not just electricity. So your hydro water power plant is going to be regulated by the PUC the same as your normal utility company, electric utility or gas utility company. Second point I want to make is there will be transmission costs no matter which energy source is chosen. For example, some listeners may have solar panels on your homes. If that's the case, you may be paying your electric company for energy transmission at night when the sun isn't shining. See, you still have to, there's still a transmission cost associated with it, with electricity. So the benefits of alternative energy are not avoiding PUCs or reducing prices for everyday energy usage. Rather, having energy choice reduces the monopoly held by electric companies. And this could address how data center related transition costs are financed. So if they didn't have such a minority, you might be able to get transmission cost on the side of the data center instead of on the side of American households. Moreover, renewable energy can altogether eliminate toxins that are generated by fossil fuels, so we can get to zero carbon emissions. It is widely believed within the medical community that shifting to renewable energy could reduce cancer and other chronic diseases among vulnerable populations in those communities where fossil fuel plants are located. So poor people, this is not a race issue. This is a class issue. Now, with all of that background, finally at the point where we can discuss how we at the Rural Fund can make money investing in renewable energy. But that discussion would take about 15 minutes, and we've already been going for longer than that today. So I'm going to save it for a separate episode. Let me summarize today's episode. We have a century-old electrical grid that hasn't seen much investment. Although we like data centers to get off our grid, that's not possible. The grid is the grid. The entire North American continent has to share it. Your electric bill consists not only of the amount of energy you use, but also a share of the transmission infrastructure. Some of the transmission infrastructure you pay for is for natural disasters such as wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. But some of the transmission costs you pay for is to transmit energy to data centers. PUCs determine the maximum rate the utility company can charge. Some PUCs are part of the state governor's administration, while others are independently elected. The data center consumption issue is really only now stepping to the forefront, with inflation being so high and with so many data centers being built. So we're going to see how PUCs and possibly the federal government begin to address the issue of placing the cost of utility upgrades on the party best able to afford it. Whomever is paying for it, more energy is being purchased around the world because of data centers. So we here at the Rural Fund, and our website is ruralqrof.com, that's ruralqrof.com, we're looking to invest in energy companies operating in the data center towns where we have other investments. We'll discuss how our utility investments might look in our next episode. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are as well.